Welcome back to Don't Call Me. I'm your host, M. Names and details have been changed to protect me. This is season 3, Say It Happened. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I recommend going back to the start of the season. These stories build on each other and nothing stands on its own here. Not the grief, not the rage, and definitely not the becoming. This episode touches on themes of post-separation trauma, maternal grief, and the early signs of emotional imbalance in new relationships. If that feels too close to home right now, it's okay to pause. You can come back when you're ready. No pressure, no timeline. Today's episode is called The Shoot. There's a moment in the healing process that no one warned you about. It's not the first time you cry or the first time you speak the truth out loud. It's the first time someone sees you again, and I mean really sees you, and your body doesn't know what to do with it. Not long after the driveway, I found myself doing something unexpected. I started protesting. I stood on sidewalks with strangers, holding signs and shouting chants. And the more I shouted, the more I felt like I had something to say. Not just grief and not just trauma, but something that mattered. Hearing those chants echoed back at me gave me a kind of strength I hadn't felt in a long time. We were a unit. They didn't know my story and I didn't know theirs, but our voices held each other upright for a while. And in that, I began to re-enter the world. I went back to my classes. I started showing up in my community. I got involved with an artisan boutique in our small town. Nothing huge, just creative work, grounding work. The kind that makes your hands move when your heart feels stuck. There was something sacred about that little boutique. The smell of oils and dried lavender, handmade things in every corner. There was a softness to the air. It was the first place I entered in a long time where no one asked me what happened to me. I got to just exist, to make things, to contribute, to wear something beautiful without it meaning anything. And then I was asked to do a photo shoot. I said yes to the photo shoot because they needed someone, and honestly, I needed to feel like I still existed. Not as a mother, not as someone fighting for custody, and not as someone barely keeping it together. Just as myself. I didn't overthink what I wore, but it did take a lot of courage. It was just my black lace bra, a pair of jeans, and a denim jacket, and that was it. Nothing curated, nothing soft, nothing begging to be forgiven. And when I stood there, arms behind my head, staring into that lens, I didn't flinch. I didn't adjust. I didn't ask if I looked okay, because I did. I felt it. That night, I felt so badass. So mine, in a way I hadn't in years. We shot by the water, the sand underfoot, the lake behind me, air thick with summer. That jacket clung to me like armor, but it didn't cover me, it framed me. And for the first time in a long time, I wasn't hiding. No one was going to tell me who I was that night. That version of me, the one standing there in her bra, staring down a camera like it owed her something. She was dangerous. Not because she'd hurt anyone, but because she had finally come back to herself. And that was the night I met Eddie. His motorcycle got stuck in the sand. He stayed on it, revving the engine, rocking it like it was going to free itself, while me and the girls pushed from behind. And it worked. We got him out. But later in life, I'd think about that moment more than once. How early the pattern started. How he stayed in the driver's seat, expecting movement while the rest of us strained to get him free. I didn't know it then. Didn't know how much weight I'd end up carrying for that man. Didn't know how, years later, he'd expect me to keep pushing, emotionally, financially, spiritually, while he kept his hands on the bars. Didn't know how hard he'd press down when I finally stopped. That night, though, I was still laughing, still sun-warmed from the shoot, still feeling powerful in my body. I didn't see the whole picture yet, but the frame had already started forming. We'll start getting into that next time. Thank you for listening. And as always, take care of yourselves and one another.